Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 42.
R-I-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S,
The Ridiculousness with Monday.
So, with that, we're going to begin. I've got my lovely, beautiful friend Tana here again. Last time, I forgot to even introduce you at the beginning.
Did you?
So, yeah,
how rude.
Some people, they wouldn't even have known who you were. If that was their first episode, they wouldn't have known it was Tana. They'd be
it's
like, who's
PR.
This crazy chick talking about Tesco's? What's going on? That one was on Skype, but now you're sitting next to me again.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually here in the same room again, and by golly, you smell nice.
Thank
What's
you.
What's your perfume? What are you wearing?
It's Sweetheart by Ghost.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's
I thought
gorgeous.
It'd be like Paco Rabanne or...
No.
Isn't that a brand?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I can't remember if it's the brand or the name of the perfume. I think it's the brand. I don't know.
All I know is you go into Boots.
My sister wears it.
And you spray some stuff on and then you go out and then you go to whatever club you want to go to. You pull the birds. Because you've got to smell nice to pull the birds, right?
Yeah.
Is that... And that's definitely going to be an attractive feature in a bloke. When you're standing in front of a bloke, if he smells nice.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to necessarily have perfume on to smell nice. You can smell like just clean, manly nice.
Yeah.
Like, that's a nice smell.
When it's, I don't know, like when you get like a little waft, because obviously not a huge amount, when they spray too much on it, it's overpowering.
Yeah.
But like a nice little scent of jupe in your face or something. Is that like a,
yeah.
I want to suck your cock now.
Yeah.
Is that nice?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much how it works.
Cool. Fuck yeah. That's awesome. Right. There was one thing that I want to get out of the way with straight away.
Okay.
We're talking about PR. We're gonna pump up your podcast. You're starting a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am.
You bought a domain name and everything.
I did. I was like really excited about it. And yeah, but I've been really lazy with it recently.
Well, it's a bit awkward at the moment.
Yeah,
with,
it is.
With the living arrangements and stuff, it's hard to get like time to time by yourself.
I did record one on Valentine's Day, but I haven't actually listened to it back yet. So I bought my laptop, so I was hoping we could listen to it.
Oh, cool!
After this,
yeah,
because I haven't listened to it back since they did it, so I have no idea what it's like. But I might post that one up as my first one.
Nice, yeah. You got to get up on that. Definitely, because you emailed me a couple, and they're cool. I like it. You're good at talking on your own.
Yeah,
I'm not good at talking.
I thought it was just really lots of like
there is a bit of
oh my god.
But you know, that's a lot of those are in mine now.
Yeah.
I like to go and tidy them up a little bit. I might take a few and spaces and ands and but I do hate that. There's a lot of but you know what I mean is there was
what was I talking about?
That's the worst. Because when I'm listening back to it, it's like you were talking about Jonathan Ross. Just fucking remember. Don't you remember? You were talking about how much of a dick he was. What a cunt. That's what you said. But no, something happened. You sneezed and then you forgot.
Yeah.
You saw some boobs or something. I don't know. Well, yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens in the world of podcasts, though, because you just talk so much and then you get lost
in
your talking. That's what I find. So what's the name? What's the name of your podcast?
Clitcast.
Clitcast.
Yeah.
As in, like, the clitoris.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you reckon, like, because the logo that you've got, it looks a little bit like a vagina
and a
clitoris.
The point.
Yeah. I like that.
You like it.
It's a good logo.
Cool.
And it's you're at Clitcast on Twitter.
Yes.
You're clitcast.com for the web domain and everything. Do you have, like, an email? Can people email you there?
Yeah, I've got clitcast@gmail.com.
Cool. There you go. You're all over this. Like a powerful moss. Oh, dear. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool. Like, do you have any, like, plans? Like, are you going to be, like, bringing people on it? Or
Yeah,
that's...
definitely. You're going to be on it at some point.
Am I?
Yeah.
Cool.
and my friend Tashi is going to be on it because she's awesome. We're probably going to drink and do one. Just get
drinking
pissed.
Really works.
And,
it helps.
I think that'll be fun.
Loosen your tongue a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to do one with Lloyd, probably. I'd like to do one with Sal. I'd like to do one with Sophie.
Because also, so, I mean,
just loads of people.
Because, you know, you did say, like, you know, obviously boys can come on it, mm-hmm. like, and talk, but it is going to be, like, a girls' podcast.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's going to be all about girls' stuff.
It's going to be girls, and you know, stuff. If you've got a vagina,
yeah.
you're going to be interested in this show. Like, yeah, I don't know, it depends, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I can talk about vaginas, too. I know an awful lot about vaginas. I've seen a few. So, like, obviously, some of them have just been pictures. Some yeah. of them have been, you know, in IRL. So, look at me with my... I was going to say adjectives. That's not an adjective. that's an acronym. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't know what it means, but, you know. No, I do. I'm comfortable with that now. I can say things shorter now. Saves up a lot more time.
Cool.
In the office. I'm flying around with paperwork now. I'm much better. I'm like BRB. Whenever I go to like have a wee or something.
you're like an embarrassing dad trying to be cool.
I can be, like, yeah, yeah.
Talking in like text speak and stuff. Trying yeah. to get down with the kids.
Yeah, why not? They're all younger than me in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because I feel the most immature out of everybody.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
obviously,
me.
Obviously, no,
all.
there are, like, older people. There is one older person in the office, but, you know, she's not there all the time, so, yeah. it's mostly just me. But, no, I'm good. I'm getting on really well there. I'm feeling really positive about my working arrangements
That's
now.
Really good.
It's cool.
Really good to
I've
hear.
I've been in there, like, 5 months now.
No. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. October, November, December, January, February, March.
Shut the front door.
That's what my boss says. She does. It's brilliant. I like it. It's good. It's good. It's really... It's a really good atmosphere. In the office, it's really, like,
cool.
Everybody's positive. But, like, I do my best to, like, make sure the atmosphere is positive when I'm at work. Because
yeah.
I don't
it's
like working in a bad atmosphere.
Definitely.
That sucks. And I try to, you know, like, I don't want to, like, have too many conversations in the office. I don't want to be seen as a distraction. But, you know, stuff, you know, we're a pretty nice group. So it's nice to talk every now and then.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. It's good bonding.
Customers really. Yeah. Nice,
I do like check out work. I do lunch covers for them, so I do like an hour a day generally.
That's okay.
Yeah, which is okay. It gets me out of the office. You know, a little chance to stretch my legs a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not staring at a computer screen. Also, talking about that, I got a bloody eye test voucher.
Ooh.
Because I look at a computer screen
that's
all
good.
Day.
So you get free
I can
glasses
get,
as well.
I can get free shit glasses.
If they
I
are
if
shit,
I want,
the
but they're okay. These ones that I'm wearing on my face are shit. They're the shit range.
Really?
Yeah. I paid like £20 for these when I was because I got some more glasses when I was off benefits.
Yeah.
And I had to pay for those, and it was like £20 for frames and lenses because they're in the shit range.
Yeah.
But these are really good. I like my frames. They're my power frames, I call them. Because I used to wear, like, just a kind of, like, a softer metallic colour kind of blended into my face. So it didn't really look like I was wearing glasses so much.
Yeah.
But, fuck, man, I'm proud to wear glasses.
I like
wearing glasses. I think I look quite good in glasses. And I think I look quite good with these glasses on. But, yeah, they're getting fucked up. The arms are just wobbling around all over the place.
Yeah.
Anytime I, like, shake my head, my glasses fall off.
I used to have that with my old glasses.
Oh.
So annoying.
Terrible. So, yeah, I desperately need to get them sorted out. And I learn, like, you know, because I look at a computer screen all day, they'll pay for me to have an eye test and a shit pair of glasses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. However, it's only, like, certain... opticians, that's what it said on the voucher, like not all opticians will accept this voucher. It's easy for them to register, apparently. They just go to this website and they can register there and I guess redeem the voucher. But yeah, Specsavers, my company, that's the where I go to get my eyes tested. That's where
ones.
I go because they're pretty good. They do the complete package.
Yeah,
I've always gone there ever since I was a kid, so yeah, but they're not on the list, so I might have to go to Boots.
Oh, no.
I've never gone to Boots for for glasses before.
Oh, no.
I don't know. And also, I don't know, like, if I'm going to get nice frames. I don't want to get horrible ones.
They'll probably have quite nice
ones. I hope so. I'm scared. I don't want to do it. I'm scared of change. I want the same frames. That's why I want to go to Specsavers, because I know what I'm getting. And I like that. You know, I'm what? Comfortable with that.
I've been learning all about this at uni. We're doing a module called Social and Applied Psychology of Music. So we've been learning consumer psychology.
Oh.
And fundamentally, we don't like change. We don't like, well, we like familiarity.
Yeah.
We always choose the familiar. And we don't like choice. We don't like too many choices.
Not too many choices, yeah.
What happens
we like
when,
to have the illusion of choice.
Yes, yeah. We do. And we don't like too much choice because when we make a choice out of lots of choices, we're less satisfied with our choice because we only made a choice to end the ordeal of decision-making.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like,
so
oh,
you just
fuck
end
it.
Up like, fuck it, that one.
And it's always the wrong
and
one.
And you always think the grass like, is greener on the other side.
If only I'd have taken that other choice.
Yeah.
My life would have been infinitely better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, bastard.
Yeah. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, but you're learning the underhand secrets of marketing.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate that. Oh, it's so horrible and greasy and it makes
evil.
Me feel dirty.
Yeah.
But that's what you've got to do to sell stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have to try and do that with this. I've got to try and sell it. Try and make something of it.
Have a marketing strategy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just sticking with what I'm doing. Post it on Twitter. Post it on Facebook. I've got to try and get more involved with Twitter. I've got to try and, like, every day, like, post something. Put a fucking link up to a song that I want people to listen to that morning. Fucking whatever. Wish people a nice day or anything. Anything. I don't give a fuck. I've got to do stuff like that, though.
Yeah.
Just to get it about.
I've got really lazy with Twitter. I just keep retweeting stuff, like
That's
Uber
what
facts.
I do, yeah.
And very British problems.
Yeah.
And
your feminist stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
And everyday sexism and
oh, dear.
All of those.
All I've been doing recently is retweeting Seasons Caribbean Restaurant, the restaurant that's opened up. Well, the takeaway place.
Is it good?
Takeaway restaurant. It's fucking lovely.
Is it?
It is delicious.
Awesome.
Oh my god,
what do
their
they have?
Fucking jerk chicken, their fried chicken is to die for.
Oh,
it's good, really good, really good. Their fish, I mean, I'm not really into fish, so I'm not the best person to like sample fish because I don't particularly like fish. So, but man, my girlfriend had the fish and she loved it. And I tried it and it did taste nice, but it's got that texture of fish in it. And that's what I don't like, so yeah. But it tasted lovely. Oh my god, there's sides as well, the macaroni cheese, beautiful, plantain, the deep fried plantain's lovely.
Oh wow.
Dumplings.
I might stop by though on the way home
god.
And get some chicken. And
oh, it's really good.
Do they
also,
do like rice and stuff?
Yeah, the rice and pea. They do the chicken, rice and pea. Now you can get a meal deal, right? The chicken, rice and pea, or you know, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be chicken. But yeah, it's $6.50, I think, $6.50 for the small and $9.50 for the large. Now, because I'm quite a big eater, I'm like, I'm going for the large. And I couldn't finish it. There was too much. I couldn't finish it. So I thought, okay, next time I'm going to go for the regular. Because I couldn't, there's no point. I don't like throwing food away.
Yeah.
So I'll just go for the regular and maybe a couple of sides. But do you know what? I couldn't fucking finish that either. There was too much food. There was too much food. So,
Blimey.
Oh my God, it was amazing. So the meal deals, it is really good value for money.
Cool.
The soup was awesome.
Do they do a chowder or something like that?
It's on a rotation, so they will only have one option of soup, but each day it's a different option of soup. I've only had the chicken soup, and that was brilliant. It is like whole bits of chicken, though. There's like bones and gristle and chicken.
Yeah, I can
and
eat chicken
it's
like
all
that.
It's all in there. And that's fine, I can eat it. But when it was in the soup, like, at the end, I want to just, like, drink the broth of it. But, like, you can't, because there's all bits in it. I had to, like, filter through it. Like, oh, yeah, it's good, but yeah. There's bits of chicken in there, so watch out for that. But it's good. That's what gives it the flavour.
Yeah,
though.
I love eating chicken off the bone.
Because without
so
the bones
good.
And all that shit, you're not getting any of the stock, any of the flavour.
Yeah, definitely.
You're getting some. Chicken has some flavour, but...
Chicken's awesome. It's my favourite food.
So much better on the bone.
Yeah.
So much
chicken
better.
Thighs. Chicken wings.
Chicken. No, just fucking any chicken, really. I don't give a fuck.
Chicken's awesome. I made an amazing roast chicken dinner.
I read on Facebook. I saw your post. Your chicken brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah. Well, like, Lloyd came over and ended up having... I was like, oh, do you want some dinner? Because there's going to be loads. And then Chris came over. And so I was feeding, like, 5 people.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was
That's
awesome.
Not all the boys, but there's quite a few of the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Yeah, it was really good.
What did you do? Was it just the chicken, or what did you
Lemon
do
Lemon and thyme and garlic.
Yeah,
and
did chicken. You do any, like, potatoes? And like
I did boiled new potatoes with butter.
Oh, fucking love that.
Like, cabbage and leek sort of mix. Asparagus, fucking griddled asparagus. And
griddled asparagus
and gravy and you. Stuffing balls, garlic and herb stuffing balls.
Whoa, this sounds like a bloody good dinner.
It was really
I like
good.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Is that Lloyd, as in my Lloyd, who works at Sainsbury's? Lloyd.
No.
Lloyd's been on the podcast. Lloyd.
Yeah.
Nice. Hesselberg himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's such a lovely guy. I love having him on my podcast. It always gets really dirty. Though,
yeah,
because
yeah.
He's kind of dirty, and I am dirty.
Yeah,
but I do hide it. Like I'm not like I don't really show just how dirty I am.
But we all know
I'm
how filthy you
really
are.
Really fucking dirty when I want to be. But yeah, I don't let that out as much as I want to.
I like when Lloyd was over the other night, Nikki had to leave the room because she was like. Weirded out by conversations we were having, I think.
Nice. I don't know. Like, it's just weird. But that's the way I am.
Yeah.
I just got a dirty mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the gutter.
So do I. It's fine. Best people do.
Well, yeah, not everybody, though. Mm. And also, most people know when to, like, not... talk about it. I'm slowly learning that fact.
I feel like I used to be good at that, and now I'm kind of just rebelling against that.
Be loud and proud.
Stuff.
Tell the lovely people what sexcapades you've been getting up
to.
Nice. Well, that's what your podcast was going to be about. That's what you said.
Well, not like, just no. That was your idea.
Well, that's yeah. No, I said you should have a feature. Like every week, you should have like Shag of the Week or something.
I might describe it differently to that, but yeah, basically, yeah, that could be quite interesting. But yeah, no, I'd talk about. I'm not to everyone, only the people that I know. Like,
well, yeah,
you know. But if it's on a podcast, then anyone could hear it. My mum could hear it.
Well, yeah, although, that's true. But like, you post things on Facebook.
I know,
and you've
got
your mum as a friend on Facebook. Yeah. So, like,
I told my mum I had a threesome.
There you go. So I don't think it's really like. Yeah, so it's fine. I think you know, you've already broached that with her. So, like, are you like, God damn, this anal's like too much. Like, gotta get some more lube. Are you like that or something? Because that might be a bit embarrassing, I suppose, for her. Like to think, oh, my baby girl's being done up the pooper right now. Like that's gotta be putting an image in her
head. Like she found.
To be totally honest, it's putting an image in my head, and I've got to stop talking about it.
I think she knows what kind of kinky stuff I like because when. Sort of early on in mine and Stacey's relationship, we left a porn DVD at my house, at my mum's house.
Yeah.
And then she told me she found it, and then she told me she watched it.
is it an extreme one?
It was like Bondage
yeah.
4, Volume 4, or something like that, I don't know.
Wow. You know, the remarkable, like, boundaries have been pushed, like, since the first one, because that was quite tame, really. But by Volume 4, they were really, like, just ramming, like... They were elbow deep in the fisting, like, section. It's good. It's good. Although, to be totally honest, Volume 8, that's when it really starts to get nasty. There, that's the one. That's what you want to get. Volume 8. Volume 8 of fisting galore.
Oh, God.
That's not really my sort of thing.
No.
It's again, it's one of those things that I watch out of curiosity. It's not that I want to watch it because, oh God, that's going to turn me on. God, that's going to be brilliant, isn't it? Watching some fucking woman, like, fist her, like she's a vet and it's a cow she's trying to inseminate or something. Like, I don't understand, like, how bums can be so big, but, like, they get, like, a lot of stuff up their bums.
Very stretchy.
Very stretchy and very deep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is your bum by the Bee Gees?
Oh my god. I was gonna ask a question then. I can't remember.
Oh
now.
Shit, sorry. Maybe I derailed you with my Bee Gees. I love the Bee Gees.
No, you don't. Stop lying.
I fucking do, man. They've done some badass songs. They've done some badass songs, man. They ruled the 70s.
I wasn't even alive then.
Well, neither was I. You cheeky fuck. No, you weren't even alive in the 80s, were you?
I was conceived in the 80s.
But you weren't. You were born in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you weren't alive. You know, in like the actual, like, definition of the word alive, like, hadn't been born.
No,
like, you were still just a collection of cells. Your nose was probably in the wrong place, and all that stuff was rearranged in the womb or something. I don't know. Because, like, it's fucking fascinating, I think, that all those cells, it just all builds up, and, like, a baby is, like, built inside of a woman's tummy. And, like, if any of those cells were in the wrong place,
mm-hmm.
you're fucked.
Pretty magical.
Your mouse on the back of your head, you're fucking pooping out of your nose, it's all gross. It's too much. Like, you know what I mean? It's so the odds, the chances of survival, like, are so slim. I don't understand. Yeah, there's so many things that can go wrong.
Incredible. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, you probably haven't, maybe you have, I don't know. But there was this documentary on Channel 4, like, ages ago, it was like 2 years ago, but it was like the journey of the sperm.
Oh, God.
And, like, nice. So from, obviously, in the man, it documents its journey through the tubes and, you know, out the penis into the vagina. And, like, the vagina's really, it's bad for them. They don't survive very well.
No, it's a hostile environment. Yeah. They will actually send out, because it's a foreign object in the vagina, and they send out little troops to kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
It was well interesting. I was like, that's amazing.
It is.
So cool.
I mean, obviously, like, there are some vaginas that are worse for you. Like, I think it's like an acid alkaline kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can find a vagina that's not so hostile for your sperm.
Yeah.
But yeah, some vaginas are more hostile than others.
Mm.
I suppose that's why some people, as you know, as much as they try, they cannot conceive.
Yeah.
Because her vagina's too fucking
it's just
hostile.
Mismatched acidity levels or whatever.
It's always her vagina's fault.
No, it's always the shitty sperm's fault. Most sperm are crap.
My sperm's stoned and fucks. It's taken too many drugs and it's swimming the wrong direction. It just wants to go back into the balls. It was nice and warm in there. Why have you made me come out in the cold? And anyway, the fucking one of my balls is fucked anyway.
Oh yeah, no, it is
because I had a tumor on one of my tubes. I did. It was a real thing, and like I had it there. It was benign. It was totally like it was never like it is. It was it's a cancerous lump,
but it's not.
It's a tumor, but it wasn't like it wasn't going to spread. It wasn't the dangerous kind.
Yeah.
So I was very lucky in that retrospect, but you know it was really scary for me being in the shower and like washing away and then like. What was that my finger just touched? Oh, shit. And that cold dread just washes over you. And you're like, fuck, man. But yeah, I had that removed, obviously, because I don't want that being in my testicles. Even though it's like, it's not going to like kill me. It's not going to be good for me to have it in there, surely. So yeah, I opted to have it removed. And they said, well, that bollock's going to be useless, Squire. Obviously, they didn't say it like that. They phrased it in their medical bollocks. But yeah, that's what it entered into my mind. You're fucked in one of your nuts. So yeah, I've only got one nut that works.
So
and I don't think my sperm's particularly talented anyway. So yeah, I'm buggered. I can't have kids. I don't think so anyway.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't think so. There was one time when I was younger. How old would I have been then? I would have been like... Early 20s, there was a lesbian that wanted to have a baby, and she said that she wanted to, like, get sperm, and, like, could I donate some sperm?
Really?
So she's like, yeah, fuck it, let's give you some sperm. I've got plenty going around, there's loads of it in there, and I get out pretty regularly as well, so that's good. But yeah, that never worked, and we tried for, like, a while with that, so I don't think I can have a baby.
Mm.
I don't think my sperm is strong enough. Weak sperm.
We don't need any more Martin Days in the world.
No, one is bad enough.
Yeah,
and I think that's the way it should stay. I don't think there should be any more. Yeah, I'm too much of a damage on society as it is. I think so. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't do, like, a lot of positive stuff for the community. I did a bit of Red Nose Daying the other day. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I raised £65.
That's good.
It's good. Yeah, it's good going.
I'd like £65.
And also, I met a couple of nice people there as well. I did some networking. That's it was good. Yeah, cool. It was good. That was good.
Did you talk about your podcast?
No, I didn't. However, I think because I made friends with a couple of them on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
So, you know what I mean? Always good to get the feelers out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's bound to crop up. Bound to. Oh, I don't know. Fuck. I hope so, though. That'd be cool. Maybe get some of them on here. More Sainsbury's crew. The more Sainsbury's crew, the better. I've had loads of people on here from Sainsbury's now. It's good. Some of them have positive things to say. Pretty much most of them have negative things to say, but that's all right. You know what I mean? It's all good. I enjoy Sainsbury's. I like shopping there. I quite enjoy working there.
It's my favourite supermarket. I like it. I'm getting my Nectar points up and...
Yeah. It keeps pumping coupons out at me always whenever I go like through the self-serve. And also because like I'll buy my lunch and it will pump out some coupons at me then. And then after I finish, I like get a few bits for shopping. Like what I'm going to be eating for dinner. Maybe another box of kitten food for kittens. And then, like, I'll get some more coupons from that. And then when I go do my big shop every month, I use those coupons. And it's all the bonus points one. And all right, I might spend probably, like, 20 to 30 quid on the products that these coupons are telling me to buy.
Mm.
But I'm only getting, like, a fiver worth of Nectar points. So it's not a great percentage ratio, but... It does so mount up.
Yeah.
And last time, I traded in those Nectar points on a fucking single journey to Brussels. On Eurostar. So that was half of our journey to Amsterdam paid.
Oh, that's good.
Fucking brilliant. So, yeah, that was good. I was pleased with that. So, yeah, although there are plenty of other places. Argos. You go in Argos and spend your Nectar points. We bought a rucksack with them once.
Cool.
It's good. Very resourceful, you see. You've got to be in this day and age.
Yeah.
Because you don't get anything for now. So you've got to work. You've got to work hard to... fucking get these things. And also it's very important for like Inland Revenue and marketing agencies to know what I'm buying so
yes.
they can tailor stuff towards
yes,
me
absolutely
and so yeah I'm just giving them that information for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
It's an exchange.
Yeah, and it's all under the illusion that they're saving me money.
It's not
essentially at all. Which you know they are to some degree. They're giving me stuff for nothing, like a 0.1% return rate or whatever. I don't fucking know. But yeah, it's good though. I like the Nectar points thing. I like
it
collecting
is.
Them.
It's like banking for when you're poor and you can't afford food and it's like, oh, I'll just take some off that shop.
Yeah, yeah, you can always do that. You've always got that option. There was that one awful embarrassing time when I was trying to buy something and I didn't have enough money in my account to pay for it.
Yeah.
I didn't have any money on me. So I couldn't pay for my shopping. So I used some Nectar points. And that was enough. And then it was like 34 pence on my card. I had enough of that.
Cool.
God. But yeah, that was that one time. So, you know, it's fucking good that I had that then.
Mm-hmm.
It's that option.
Yeah.
It's nice. But it does sicken me a little bit that I'm just sending all this information. But then... why do I give a fuck if they know I'm buying, like, 8 tins of beans?
Yeah.
Some fucking Discovery enchilada dinner kits. What I have bought recently, my last big shop, fucking brilliant. I bought loads of pastes. There's all these special selection. They've
pastes.
Got a whole line of pastes. Spicy jerk paste.
Ooh, like rubs.
Massaman paste.
And stuff.
Kind of like rubs. There was a chipotle chili paste.
Ooh.
That was a nice one. I did quesadillas
with
those. They were lovely. Last night, I made a lamb massaman curry, which is lamb, potatoes and peanuts
I
in a massaman paste and coconut
love
milk.
Massaman curry.
And that was it. It was fucking easy. It was a piece of piss to make, and it was delicious.
How much are the pastes?
$1.99 each, I think. Some of them are cheaper.
Do you use the whole thing for one meal? Or is it,
it depends. Like the chipotle one, you use half of it for like... one meal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it served two people. Well, it probably would serve more people. I'm a big eater. I eat all of the food. Nice.
Excuse me.
Not going to cut that one out. I'm going to leave that one in there.
Oh, another one coming, I think.
Yeah, go on, get it out, get it out. So yeah, but like the Mathematician Man paste one said to use all of that.
Oh,
so
wow.
And also for curries, I want to stop buying the curry sauces and I want to buy curry pastes.
Yeah, no, paste.
Because like, yeah, you get to marinate your meat in it and it's, mm-hmm. yeah, it tastes better, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a real like cost issue. I don't think that's going to change the cost. I think if anything, it's probably going to cost more because I need to buy more stuff to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this world. I've got a world of cooking. I'm cooking more stuff. It's exciting and I like it. It's the only real thing. Like, I've got to be, like, you know what I mean? Get excited about, really. Well, there's other stuff to get excited about, but food is a good thing to get excited about. And it's easy to do. And it's nice. And you get a really pleasurable experience. When you're eating the food, like, fucking that curry last night was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those meals that you'll still be thinking about it, like, a week later? Like,
I'm still thinking about it. Okay, it was yesterday, so it's going to be fresh on my mind and on my bum. But
oh, God.
Actually, I haven't had a poo yet, so I haven't seen it yet. So there you go. My bum's weird. Like sometimes I can go like 3 or 4 days.
I don't want this to turn
days.
Into one of those. We've already talked about days. Your balls.
Oh yeah.
Do we have to start talking about your bum?
Can we talk about your bum then?
No.
No.
My bum.
You know full well what I'm talking
There's
about.
Nothing to talk about, my bum.
So you didn't. What did you show me in the kitchen?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Battle scars.
Battle scars. That's the name of the podcast. Brilliant. Oh, nice.
Well, you're making me.
I might have to write that motherfucker down because I'm terrible. I forget all these things. There's no pen in here. Oh, it sucks. No, there's no point looking. I know, there's no pen here. No, don't look at the washing. There's no pens out hanging to dry there. Oh, dear. Oh, my God, right? I know you're not too interested in computer games, mm-hmm. but this is probably quite an important
Is it a My
game.
Little Pony game?
No, okay. It is Tomb Raider. The brand new Tomb Raider, where they've rebooted it, right? So all the stuff that happened before... Fucking forget all of that.
Okay.
Because the big boobs, Lara, it was really just a sexual object.
It was,
in the end.
Yeah.
They fucked
My
with
mom
it
used
too
to
much.
Play it.
The first one was all right. You know what I mean? It's buggy and glitchy. I didn't like playing it, but it was all right. And, like, mm-hmm. she was kind of sexy. But she had massive tits at the end of it. It was just shit. Mm. But this one, fucking badass.
Yeah.
She gets fucked up. She has to knee this guy in the balls and she shoots him in the face and stuff and it's like really gritty and it's I'm getting stressed out playing this game. It's like, oh my God, it's so dangerous. It's really fucking cool. It came out and I bought it on the day of release.
What is it on? Really PlayStation?
PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. You can get it on the PC if you got a good enough PC to play it.
I have a Mac.
You got a Mac? You might be able to play it on a Mac. It's fucking cool though, but it's not the same. It's a different kind of gameplay mechanic. There's like a lot of like press this button now, press this button now, and then press left and run here, and you know what I mean. Rather than like keep doing backflips and shooting at the tigers and stuff, you know what I mean. It's not like that anymore. Aww. They've moved on, but it's a really good game. Cool. Really good game. So yeah, it's good. It's like she's really frail at the beginning and I really feel like how vulnerable she is. And it's crazy and like you start getting stronger, like then you find a bow and arrow and like, oh, the tide's turning. It's like, yeah, come on, shoot that man in the face, Lara. It's
awesome.
Brilliant. It's a really good game.
I might play that.
And also another big thing for women, again, you're not really interested in the fighting.
No.
But there was a big moment. There was the first women's fight.
No, I did hear
in mixed
about
martial arts
this.
In
yeah.
well, mixed martial arts in UFC, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, it was the main event.
Cool.
So it was the big event at the end. And man, it was a fucking good fight. This woman is Ronda Rousey. She's the UFC women's bantamweight champion
mm-hmm.
of the world, and she is a fucking killer. She really is. She does this move called an armbar, which mm-hmm. is where you. You've got the person lying on the floor, right? And you've got their
Stacey's
legs over
this.
Their arms, right? And you try and dislocate their fucking shoulder and elbow, essentially. And you can break people's arms. It's fucking nasty. That's what she does. And she does that perfectly.
Wow.
And that's how she's won every fucking fight that she's done. She's had 7 professional fights now. Wow. And they've all been 7 first round armbar finishes.
Nice.
She is a fucking killer. She was in the Olympics. She got a bronze medal in judo. She's the first like white woman to ever like medal at the Olympics.
I need to
judo.
Check this girl out.
She is a strong, powerful figure for women.
What's her name?
Ronda Rousey. She's, and also, like, everyone goes on like, oh, she's stunningly beautiful. Like, she's all right.
Yeah, a woman can't be successful without having her appearance commented on.
Yeah, she's all right. She's attractive. She's not like fucking stunningly beautiful, but yeah, she's nice. Like, yeah, but I'm quite scared of her because she could kill me. So yeah, like that's not really a turn on for me. Yeah, she could break my arm as soon as look at me. So, but yeah, fucking really good fight, and it's really positive because now women have a place in the UFC where they didn't before. Yeah. It'd been running for like fucking nearly 20 years.
Really?
Nearly 20 years, and it didn't have a single woman fight in it. And they, even to the point where the president of the company, his name's Dana White, he said there would be never will there be women fighting in the UFC. Never. He doesn't want to see it. And then fucking like next year, just because of this one woman, Ronda Rousey, she was the one who was like, I'm badass. Give me a fight. And he's like, oh, yeah, all right then. We'll do it.
Awesome.
So yeah, fucking cool. I might, I think I deleted it off the stick. I was going to say, I can show you the fight, because it's not a long fight. It's
send
all
me like just a link or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be on YouTube, maybe.
Maybe not.
Or something.
Maybe not, I don't know. Do you have a Dropbox?
Yes.
Yeah, I can
but
send
I think
the
it's run out of space, I'll have to
that's
check.
All right, you don't have to, because if I put it in mine,
oh yeah, of course,
it doesn't affect yours, but yeah, yeah, I can invite you. I don't even think you need to have it to be invited to like share a folder, I don't know.
But I do have it, so.
Cool. It's a good thing, man, that Dropbox is bloody useful. I didn't use it for ages because I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand how, what, it's like a memory stick in space? What the fuck, I don't understand. Oh yeah, clouds, not space. In space, nobody can hear you blog. I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I suppose these are kind of like audio blogs, I suppose.
Yeah, that's
in a way.
Essentially what a podcast is, I guess.
But
kind of a cross between blogging and radio.
Yeah. Yeah, and interviews.
Yeah.
I like to think of
almost like,
or
like
a
magazine
bit,
in audio form.
Oh man, so if this is like a magazine, what, and it's, say like you walk into a news agent's, right, and they've got every magazine like in the rack, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of magazine is the ridiculousness?
As in like what section is it in?
Yeah, or what section is it in? Where like
I'd like
it,
to think it'd be next to Bizarre magazine or something like that.
That's cool, I like that. Yeah. It's gotta be on the top shelf though. Little kiddie wings can't see. Yeah, because there's all tits of talk and fanny and knobs and
yeah, but it doesn't mean it has to be covered
spunk
in
and stuff.
In
yeah,
obscene
on the front
images.
Cover, there's going to be
because
like,
you talk
knobs
about other
and
things besides sex.
Yeah,
there's loads of things like yeah, no, there's tons of stuff
like
that could be on the cover.
You
can have like the odd boob or something.
The odd boob
or the odd pair of boobs.
I'll just have an odd boob, just one, just in the corner. Oh, there's a little boob. Oh, it looks like a little titty.
But yeah, no, or like, I don't know, those kind of like men's lifestyle magazines.
Yeah,
maybe.
What,
I don't
Esquire?
Know. Yeah, GQ,
yeah.
I don't know.
GQ. There used to be one called Sky when I was younger. That was the one that I bought.
Yeah.
I bought Sky magazine. And we had Sky TV at the same time, so like, because at first I thought it was like a magazine about Sky TV, like a TV guide maybe. But no, it was a fucking men's lifestyle magazine. It was all right. There was like some free perfume in there and shit. That was fucking cool. I liked that.
Yeah.
Free stuff. Squirt that on
free.
My knob. Try and get Jeanette to suck it or something. I can't remember. She did when I was in like school when I was 15. In the field, we were bunking off science lesson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I got Jeanette to suck my willy. That was brilliant.
Oh,
school was brilliant. I loved school.
Did have some interesting times.
I hated like lessons. Lessons were shit. Who wanted to sit around in a fucking room with this boring cunt who's probably dead now anyway, fucking telling me about shit that I don't fucking want to know. Doesn't influence me in my life whatsoever. Who gives a fuck about physics? I don't give a fuck. I just want to get finger banged. I want to get finger banged. I want to finger bang Jeanette. That's what I want to do while she's sucking my little pee-pee.
By me.
Oh, that was the best bit of school, I think. The moment she put it in her mouth, that was it. Salty bulb lolling around on her tongue.
Apparently, I've got mad oral skills.
You got mad oral skills.
That's what someone said.
Oh, I want to
put that as a quote.
You've got mad oral skills. It's going to be on your headstone. Yeah. Here lies Tanner. She has some mad oral skills. Cool. That's good. Like, I mean, is this something that like you thought that you had before, or like,
yeah,
are you just like a?
Yeah.
I don't really know what I was doing. I was just like rubbing it and like putting it in my armpit. And I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. No. No. It's. Yeah, I know, I've been told that before, but just in that sentence, it was just really funny the way you said it.
Was it like just after like it's finished and he's like, oh, you got mad oral skills? Yeah. How romantic.
I know, right?
Cool. It's an important skill to have. The act of fellatio and cunnilingus is so important. It's so important. I mean, fellatio is, you know, sucking cock. It's not like... You don't have to do it to get a guy off. There's plenty of other ways. But, like, for a woman, licking fanny is very important. I can't stress how important it is before.
I know quite a lot of girls who aren't really that into it.
I think just before is cursory, just to, you know, have a little play down there. Just, like, loosen it up a bit. I think that's what you should do. I think it's only fair, isn't it?
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. So, yeah, do that. And then the world's your oyster, isn't it? Yeah, because, well, no, essentially, I think that I'm not very good and I don't last that long. So, if I get you off first, and then it will excuse the fact that I don't last very long. That's the way I look at
it. Yeah, you're not the only guy who does that.
But it works, it excuses it, and yeah, it distracts them from the fact that it only was like 20 seconds. I'm not kidding, sometimes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's just, I get very excited. That's it, it's gone.
I'm not going to name any names, but when I was living in Guildford and my housemate, and like he kept trying to get with me loads.
Yeah.
And I came home quite drunk one day, so I kind of like was being a bit flirty with him. So then after that, he was like thinking that I wanted to have sex with him. And
as boys do.
Yeah. So he kept trying to get with me, and then so he was like being really persistent, so I was like, fine, okay. And so we were just like making out like teenagers.
Nice.
Fully clothed,
heavy
everything,
petting.
And then just jizzed all over my clothes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never had an experience like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I mean, like, I've been tossed off in my pants. Does that count?
Yeah.
There was one time,
it's not
right?
Dry humping.
Again,
isn't it?
This was when, yeah, dry humping. Like, I've spunked because of that. Because at least something's getting rubbed. You know what I mean? Stuff's happening. Yeah. Like, I can understand that. But, yeah, fucking, again, when I was really young, right? I was going out drinking. And there was this girl. It was my girlfriend at the time. I had a girlfriend. And I was like, this was, like, my first, like, proper, like, girlfriend who I had sex with. If you see what I mean. Like, there was, I'd had sex before, but it wasn't, like, we were a relationship or anything, you know what I mean? It was just like, oh, let's have sex. Cool, yeah. I've already put your willy in my mouth, so, you know, might as well put it somewhere else. But yeah, I had this coat, really long coat, like a long, like long coat that I used to wear because I thought I looked like posh and like aristocratic, and I had a scarf hilarious. And everything. In fact, what I was trying to do was look like a character in a film called Withnall, a film called Withnall and I, but
I have seen it, but
different matter altogether. But yeah, the coat had holes in the pockets. There was no real pockets in it, so like she would like sit up against the wall and I'd like lean up on her, and then she would put her arms around me through the holes in my pockets and then wipe me off in my jeans.
Quite
then,
funny.
And then I'd have like spunk in my pants for like a good couple of hours until I'd get home.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. It was fucking, that was gross.
Spunk's kind of horrible, actually. Like,
spunk is
if
gross.
I get it on me, I'm just like, oh, they're all swimming around on me. Get
I'm
off.
Not so bothered with that. Like, when it goes on my face, that's a bit
when
much.
When does it go on your face?
I'm powerful squirter, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Shit, I come like the falls. That's me. But no, like, yeah, it does freak me out getting sperm on me. because it's a bit weird. It's gross. It's sticky. It's like women's cum is much better. I mean, sometimes it can be a bit thick and sticky, but like there's no like huge globs of it like men have.
And it changes with your monthly cycle, so it's always.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's white. That's the way I know it. I don't fucking know. Is that true? I have fucking no idea. I don't really know a lot about how the fanny works.
No. Like, you should read about it. It's fascinating.
In terms of, like, I understand, like, the monthly cycle and periods and all that shit. But, like, the excretions, shall we say, the discharge, the, you know, the ejaculate that women have. I don't know an awful lot about that.
It's just to, like, keep the vagina, like, moist and healthy.
And, like, I know there's, like, because I know the inside of the vagina, there's, like, gland up at the top, and that's where it comes out of. Mm. You can stimulate that. If you put your finger up far enough, you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, that's cool. There's a little tip out there. Use your tip to feel the gland.
The cervix, do you mean?
I don't fucking know what it's called. I'm not Latin. Who the fuck knows what all that shit is? I don't fucking know.
Oh, you'd be so funny if you had a vagina for a day.
I would be putting things in it all the time. All the time.
You should.
I would,
it feels really good.
If Jesus Christ, I would have so many children now. Like, if I was a female version of me, like, I'd have loads of kids. I'd be with everybody. Oh, God, it'd be terrible.
I think I'd be disgusting if I was a man. I'd be just, I'd be like a horrible player, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you'd be fucking driving around in your BMW, stopping off at casinos, picking up some nice totty, and then driving her to the old racetrack and fucking her over the hood of your car. And,
yeah.
In the headlights of some dodgy stranger who's probably filming you, but you don't give a fuck. Yeah. You've got her all dosed up on Rohypnol.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be that bad. Come on. Never do that.
Yeah, no, I don't do that anymore either.
Sure.
Man, you're going out for a gig tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you going? What gig are you going to go see?
I'm going to go see Too Many DJs. I'm going to go dance all night. It's until like 6 in the morning. So yeah. It's going to be like a proper night out, which is really exciting.
It's fucking annoying. I really want to go, but it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. No, I could.
I wish I could afford to pay for all of my friends to come, but like,
yeah, I could afford it. Poor. I got kittens to pay for now.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, you're getting kittens.
I'm really.
Do you know
excited.
What you're gonna call them? Yeah, are you gonna meet them first?
I could give a fuck, really. To be totally honest, I mean, like, not stupid names.
What would you say is a stupid name? Like, Mr. Whiskers and
Mr. Whiskers. I quite like that one. But they're going to be girls. I want them to be girls. So Miss Whiskers. Ms. Whiskers. That's what I want.
You could just call them like Kitty and Kitty.
How about
Kitty?
Fuck and Knob. When you're at night time and you want them to come in, you've got to go and then you go, Knob. Knob, 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 Knob.
You can't call them
Knob. Knob. Fuck. Hey, fucky, fucky, fucky. Fucky. Fucky.
You can call one Yoshi.
Yeah.
Just because I'm looking at it.
Just because you're looking at the Yoshi plushie that I've got. Try saying that
Yoshi
five
plushie,
times.
Yoshi plushie, Yoshi plushie, Yoshi plushie, Yoshi plushie,
well done.
Yoshi plushie.
That's enough now. This is getting too repetitive for the podcast. Bah. Imagine that, a podcast of tongue twisters just said on repeat over and over. Oh, fucking hell, that'd be horrible.
That would be horrific.
That'd be too much. No. Oh dear, we got a nice little wall of stuff there.
I like your wall of stuff.
Yeah,
I can't wait to when I eventually move out of Nikki's and have my own room again.
Yeah,
to like have all my stuff and make it all nice. Mm. It's good.
Yeah,
but I am enjoying living at Nikki's.
It's good
not
fun.
Not like screaming to get out of there. It was really good.
I had a good time living at Nikki's, and I've said this plenty of times, but she saved my life. Mm-hmm. She really did.
Yeah,
putting me up there like that. She didn't know me. Not at all. She'd met me at college one time and I went round and like that was it pretty much. She's like, you should move in here. Totally. Like, yeah, this would be cool. There's a Sainsbury's over the road. I could probably work in there. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
As they say. I don't know who they are, those twats. Latins probably. Who are the Latins anyway? Who speaks Latin? Is it Greek people? They speak
educated
Greek.
People.
Educated people. Nobody fucking speaks Latin anymore now, do they? No. Why is it still around then?
Well, because it's like a lot of like medicine and science and all that. It's like
fuck
Latin
medicine
words
and science. When medicine and science haven't like done anything for anybody?
Religious stuff, I guess.
Religious stuff, I like that. That's the best bit.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I love religion.
Shit. You hate religion.
Religion's awesome.
Shut up,
it's the best thing
You're
about being
a
human.
Liar.
It's putting your faith in something that isn't even there. That's the best bit. It's just ridiculous. I'm just going to believe the words that were written thousands of years ago that said that you can't even have a shit. Like, you can't shit. In the Bible it says you can't shit. You've got to walk out into the woods. You got to walk out into the woods and bury your shit. You can't shit near where you live. That's what it says. That's a sin to shit near where you live. You've got to walk out into the woods. I think it was something like 2 miles or something. You've got to walk. And have a poo. It's true. I'm fucking not making this up.
This is why people like us don't believe in the Bible, because it's full of
Shit.
Yeah.
No, it is though, and also none of it's fucking relevant anymore. No. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It was fucking
written. In those days, it probably didn't.
And
make
then
sense,
people changed it because they wanted something else, and then they changed it again and again and again, and now it's all just some king who died fucking hundreds of years ago, who was a cunt. Oh, it does irritate me though. They come round, they've knocked on my door before. Not necessarily Christians, but fucking religious fanatic, the pricks, the fucking knobs. It's a Sunday. This is my only day off, and you're fucking bothering me, telling me God's gonna save me. God doesn't want to fucking save me. He hates me. I haven't treated my body like the temple it's supposed to be. He created me, and what have I done with it? I've fucked it all up, haven't I? Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, he's, oh no, it's all right. As long as you say sorry, it's fine. I'll forgive you. Oh, great. Well, I've killed a couple of people, but I'm really sorry. Oh, that's all right then. Fine, be on your way. Oh, it's just stupid. People bend it to their own will.
Yeah,
I'm a Christian, but only on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, I believe
I'm a Muslim,
in this bit,
but
I don't believe in that bit. Yeah, fucking stupid. It's stupid. I mean, I'm not belittling like anybody's like faith.
No, I think it's really important to have faith, but I think there's always extremists in every.
Yeah, it's just it's
extreme atheists pissed
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Like, there's no right or wrong answer, really, when it comes to what you believe.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's just too much. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. I've had too many of these religion conversations in my life.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Are you planning to go on holiday? I was told you're planning
to go on
holiday.
I'm hoping to go to Amsterdam in April.
Nice.
That'd be really fun. With my friend Tash, she's my best friend from Guildford.
Fucking cool.
She's awesome. She's really like me. We're really similar. So that would be really cool.
That would be
She's
really
been before
cool.
twice, so she knows like where she's going.
Oh, okay,
and stuff
cool.
Like
yeah,
that.
You need to have somebody who knows where they're going, or at least have a map and plot where you want to go.
So we want to have like one night of going out drinking and getting pissed and like a bit clubbing, and then the next day just like get baked.
You've got to look at the women. You
yeah, we
want to
go
the
around
women.
the red light district, and we want to do all the sex museums.
It's fucking,
and
I don't know. You should have a look around them. But yeah, it's not something that I'd want to do again. But yeah, the women, I'd want to walk down there again every day. I just want to stay there, really. Can I just stay here? I'll be all right. I'll catch up with you guys later. Oh, no. It's nice. At night time, it looks beautiful because all the lights are on. They're all neon. They're all reflecting off the canals and stuff. It looks beautiful.
Cool.
And there's, you know, dancing women in bikinis and stuff. It's nice. Jiggling. Some of them look quite nice.
Yeah.
Because I thought they'd all be like slags. You know what I mean? Saggy slags.
Saggies? That's horrible.
But they're not.
Women.
Some of them. I mean, some of them were on the outskirts. You get saggy slags. But there are some nice ones. They looked educated, like, they were just, you know, having a good time. But they're there to make money.
Yeah.
That's all they want. It's Put funny. Your penis inside of me. Give me 80 euros.
Is that how much it is?
Fuck knows. I don't know. From the internet. I mean, that's what I found on there. But, yeah, I don't know. Too scared to ask. They might just rob me or something. I don't know. Bastards. But yeah, no, there's loads of cool stuff to do in Amsterdam. Loads of cool stuff to do. There's too much stuff to do. You can't do it all. So yeah. And also there's some good coffee shops, man. Good strains of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Some really fucking nice ones. Nice, tasty, strong ones. And also, I experimented with space cakes when I was there as well. I was eating a lot of space cakes. And there was one, like, there was one place I went to. It wasn't particularly great. They were kind of weak, and they were, like, reasonably expensive. And the next place I went to, they were, like, double the strength, only a little bit more expensive. Mm. And, like, on it, it says this, you know, it's quite a high dose. Just eat a quarter and then wait a couple of hours. So I was like, fuck that. I just ate the whole thing. It was like, you know, don't get me wrong. I was stoned.
Yeah.
But I was told that when you eat, like, cannabis, like, when it goes through your digestive system, it's converted differently and it creates, I can't remember the name of the chemical, but it creates a chemical that you start tripping on. And, like, it's supposed to be a lot more, like, hallucinogenic and stuff.
Cool. But yeah, maybe I will try them.
Yeah.
Like, I tried, like, Salmaid fairy cakes once, but I just couldn't eat them. It just tasted like eating a bag of weed. It was horrible. Yeah. Even with loads of jam on it, I was like, I just, it's making me feel sick. I couldn't eat it. But Graham had a really good time on those.
What you're supposed to do is, according to the internet, I mean, again, I don't know this as fact, but what you're supposed to do is render it down in oil, like vegetable oil and stuff.
Well, she did it with butter. She made it.
Or butter, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're supposed to like render that down and then skim off the top and stuff. You're not really supposed to leave bits of weed in there.
Yeah. I don't think there were bits of weed in it. It just tasted really...
It tasted skunky.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there was some good stuff, man. Hill Street Blues.
Yeah, everyone keeps talking about that.
I think was the best one for space cakes that I found. They were pretty cheap. And they weren't the strongest, but they had enough in there. And yeah, they were pretty cheap. And they were fucking tasty.
Cool.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend, if you go and have a space cake, probably go in there and get them. Because they were good.
Awesome.
It's a great place to sit and chill out. There's loads of graffiti everywhere. They're always playing, like, drum and bass, like, faster-paced music. The drinks are cool. You get a proper drink. And it's reasonably cheap. In the other places, like, you get a small drink.
Yeah.
For the same price. Like, if you order a Coke, you get, like, a little bottle of Coke. That's and it's rubbish. Cute and everything. You know, you've got a nice little glass bottle, and you've got a nice little glass to tip it in. But, yeah, you fucking... You want a drink. You want a proper drink. Just guzzle something. I'm thirsty, and I don't want to spend another €2 on a fucking another thimble of Coke. But, yeah, no, the drinks in Hill Street Blues are much better. So, yeah, definitely check that place out.
Cool.
And it's in the Red Light District. It's really easy to find. It's on the main, like, drag of
cool.
it.
Cool.
So that's
definitely
cool.
have to go there. Mm. I've heard nothing but good things about it. So.
Quality of the weeds was all right. It's not the best. It's just regular strains. And they were... They're not the best value for money. So, yeah, for weeds, I'd probably go elsewhere. But, yeah, for the venue and the bar, it's much better.
Can you take weed that you've bought in another place into somewhere else and smoke
it? Yes. Yes, you can. I mean... You can't just walk into a place. I would feel uncomfortable just walking in there, rolling a joint and sitting there and smoking it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I would buy something from the bar, maybe, like, get something. You know what I mean? I wouldn't necessarily buy weed in there, but yeah.
Yeah.
You can, okay. I mean... Obviously, the bigger the place, the less likely they are to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Really, like the Hill Street Blues, you just go into... There's two, like, rooms and there's the bar area, so... Yeah, you could take weed in there and smoke it.
Cool.
Some places might not like it, but they'll probably tell you.
Yeah.
So. Fine, just leave if that's the case, or buy some weed there. If they're forcing you to buy weed, though, it's probably not a good idea to be in there.
Yeah.
Because they're twats. Don't force somebody to buy weed. That's the first place. It's like, I'm not going to put up with that.
Yeah,
I'll leave.
Cool.
It's probably shit weed. And it's, you know, it's reasonably cheap, though. For, I mean, certainly for what it is, it's cheap. But, yeah, it's like 10... Well, it's average about €10 a gram. €10, what's that, about £8, £9, something around there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's a little bit cheaper than what we would get it here.
Cool.
But over there, it's not illegal for them to grow it, so they don't, like, have to worry about being busted. They can grow it to its full potential... If you see what I mean. It doesn't have to be stuck up in a dodgy attic or something where some dodgy man with long hairs checking on it every day and you're pulling hairs out of the fucking... You know what I mean? That's their livelihood. So they've got to put effort into it.
Yeah.
To sell it. Like, otherwise, if it's shit stuff, nobody's going to buy it, aren't they?
Yeah, totally.
Obviously, they'll buy it once, but they won't go back. But, yeah. So, I don't know. There's some cool places, though. I want to go back there. When we came back, because we went recently, I had serious post-holiday blues.
Oh, that's the worst.
I hit rock bottom.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I want to go back there, even if I'm homeless. I don't care.
I get that after festivals. I'm like, why can't life just be like this?
Yeah, no, I get the same
same
problem. Because you just have such, like, an enormously good time.
Yeah, so much fun.
And then you're straight into... Not, life. Well, not having... Yeah, just life. Real life.
Mm-hmm.
Work.
All that shit.
University. People. Miserable England.
People are so miserable in this country. It makes cheer me so up. Mad. It makes me so angry.
Yeah. It gets me down as well.
Yeah. Well, I refuse to let it get me down, to be honest. I just refuse. I can't be arsed. It's too much energy to be annoyed at the world. I'm just going to be happy because it pisses more people off anyway.
That's
they
it.
Get bitter and they're like, why are you so happy?
They get bitter.
They try and bring you down and it's like, I know, I refuse. I will be happy.
Sorry, that's really unprofessional of me. I'm checking my fucking text. Well, no, I've just got a text from a friend, you see. So I'm... Oh, that's okay. It was like literally a minute ago. Who's the missed call from? Two missed calls. I've got missed calls. Look at this.
Blimey.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Popular.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Graham. Graham called to say he was going to be over, I guess. He said he's going to call when he's outside.
Cool beans. Awesome.
Yeah, sweet. So, I'm going to have to start wrapping this up, I think. Really, yeah. We've been going, that's good.
It's been a good
time. Good times.
Hour, pretty much.
And yeah, battle scars. Nice, that's what it is. As always, thank you so much for coming on here.
It's
You're
right?
one of my bestest and most beautiful friends that I have.
Aww,
so,
Martin.
Like, I can't wait to see you, like, grow up even more, like, hit the next stage of your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just fascinated by you. Like, because I've known you since you were quite young.
17.
Yeah. And,
that's
like, I've seen you
years.
Grown up, like, over the years. I've seen you change loads. Loads.
In what ways?
Like, you've still retained, like, you know, like, child qualities and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you are, like, way more grown up. It's cool. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you very much. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.